Hi, my name is Carlos. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind and share your opinion and be brief? Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I was, but I just moved, so I just lost that right.
Okay. Is anybody in the house that might be registered to vote that can help us?
Not that I know of. I just received my letter saying that I lost my right to vote Coconino County. So, yeah.
Thank you for your patience. But you registered to vote on the state, right?
Yeah, I just can't register. I can't vote in Coconino County.
Okay, well, that doesn't matter. It's just in that county. But you will be able to vote for presidential elections.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably 50-50, or you will not vote?
Oh, no, I will vote.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Definitely, okay. And thank you for taking the time to help me. Very kind of you. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
I am nothing.
So, independent?
Yep. I don't have a party. Thank you.
A particular party. I understand. And the November 2020 general election, for who did you vote? For President Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I voted for Trump.
Okay, thank you. Okay, well, we're sorry, but the quota you qualify for has already been filled. We sincerely thank you and appreciate your time. Thank you for your patience, man. Bye-bye.